Haven't you left yet?
No, tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
How was your appointment?
Oh, how about this? I'm fine. My heart's fine.
Good.
We got
another 40 years out of you, huh?
Well, I was a little concerned. I mean, since I hadn't, you know, I don't know. Anyhow, you're always concerned when they start talking about your heart.
Oh,
that
sure.
Electrocardiogram that I did some time back, he said it was just great. He said he was very well pleased. He was happy with you. I was happy. Everybody was happy.
Good.
So, anyway, and he said, hey, I want to see you again. And I said, oh, God, here we go. In a year. I said, okay, fine.
Oh,
I can wait a year.
Yeah, that's not bad. So.
Nope. Oh, he did say, don't overstress yourself.
Oh, yeah? Did you tell him you have a great therapist in New York that you talk to daily?
Yeah, I said, I got this one that's driving me nuts. I said, why don't you give her a call for me?
Oh, gosh.
Anyway, but no, that's not what he said. Don't, what did he say? I think he said, don't overexert yourself is what I think he said, yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. So don't go running 10 miles. Don't go sprinting 10 miles.
But, you know, he was, I guess, from India or Pakistan or somewhere. But he's been around. He's been in, I mean, it's a big outfit. I mean, there's more than one doctor. I bet they had at least a dozen, if not more, nurses around there. Assistants or whatever, taking in the patients and getting them ready for the doctors to come, you know, talk to.
Sure,
but,
yeah.
What's it called? Anyway, it's a big heart place here in town.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
Yep.
Very good, very good. So.
Have you packed yet? No.
Yeah, I did last night. So I'm like
97%,
95%, 97%.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be like 70s out there, but I don't know if one day it's going to drop, you know, because it's hard. It's like, geez. And my sister and I are not the same size. So.
Well, I tell you what, it dropped here yesterday. God, I know.
Oh,
it was, you know, beautiful day and all that. It went a little drizzly, and then all of a sudden the sun came out, and the next thing I know, when I went out to get in the car to go home, and that was about like 3:30, 4 o'clock. Dang, it was cold. Got in the car, and I think it was like, it dropped down to about 60. By the time I got home, it was like 58. I said, geez. Woke up this morning, it was, you know, cold.
Yeah.
But it's supposed to get back up again today in the mid-70s.
We're supposed to be, like, it's sunny. There's not a cloud in the sky, which is nice, but we're at 49 right now. We had frost warning last night.
Jeez. There went the azaleas.
Well, I don't have any flowers anyway, so.
Okay.
Where the heck, Anyway, all right. Well, if I don't talk to you, don't miss me too much.
I'll try not to, okay?
If you get a random voicemail, your phone, I'm just kidding. I won't do that. You'll be like, what is this kook doing? She's out there with her family, and she's, like, thinking of me. What the hell?
Well, I tell you what, if you end the conversation with the words thank you, then I'll know who it is.
Or not giving the last four digits of my phone number.
Yeah. I know you might be missing me, so if you need me, here's my number. 222 whatever. I don't remember what it was. Then you got down to the last four digits, and you said, thank you? I thought, what the hell is going to get out of this?
I know. Yeah.
I know.
All right. Well, have a great day.
You too. Have a good trip.
Thank you. Take care.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.